Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. The First People's Disability Network has welcomed the recommendations of the Disability Royal Commission about disability in First Nations people. After more than 4 years of public hearings, private sessions, and written submissions, the Commission's final report and its 222 recommendations were released to the public today. The Royal Commission has recommended the establishment of a First Nations Disability Forum, greater investment in First Nation disability workforce, and improved and more culturally safe access to services like NDIS support. CEO of the First People's Disability Network, Damien Griffiths, says that the recommendations should be implemented as soon as possible.
The establishment of a First Nations Disability Forum is a good concept, a really critical one, because in a lot of ways we're starting from a very much a baseline in terms of an appropriate response for First Nations people with disability. The recommendation is that should be established by March next year, and we're absolutely keen to get moving on that as soon as possible.
The biennial Yella Mundi Indigenous Performing Arts and Storytelling Festival has started in Sydney. The festival shows local and international First Nations voices in the performing arts. Aiming to create a platform for Indigenous artists to connect and share stories, the festival is now celebrating its 10th year. Festival director Lily Scherer says the festival gives opportunities to First Nations communities.
Those exchanges are really important to us as colonised countries. A lot of our trauma comes through our stories, and that is healing for our people. And that makes our people stronger. It also helps break down, it helps build relationships with non-Aboriginal people to understand our point of view, where we're coming from. I think that's really, really important.
In the Netherlands, police say 3 people are dead after a gunman opened fire in a classroom at a university hospital campus in Rotterdam and at a nearby house. The 32-year-old suspect is a university student. He fatally shot a 39-year-old woman living in his neighborhood and her 14-year-old daughter, who later died in hospital. After setting the woman's house on fire, the gunman went to the Rotterdam Medical Center University Hospital, where he entered a classroom and fatally shot a 46-year-old teacher. Police spokesperson Fred Westerbeek says the shooter is in police custody.
When he was arrested at around 3:30, he had a firearm in his pocket and was wearing a bulletproof vest. Based on the information now known to the investigation team, we can confirm that the suspect acted alone. We are therefore no longer looking for another suspect. We see his act as a targeted action, but it requires further research to gain clarity about how and why. The suspect was a student at Erasmus University.
Woodside Energy's plan to begin seismic blasting of Western Australia as part of its Scarborough gas project has been stopped by court after action from Aboriginal elders. Traditional custodian Raylene Cooper filed for a judicial review in August of the regulator's decision to approve Woodside's blastic plan. The challenge argued the National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environmental Management Authority made a legal error. Federal Court Justice Craig Colvin agreed. Mrs. Cooper says the victory is significant.
This is our time to start thinking of the future for us all. Every single soul and heartbeat that walks this planet. Because what's going on out at Murujuga, what's going on in the Ngura, our Ngura, in the Pilbara, the Kimberleys, the Eastern States, it doesn't stop just here today. It's continuing all the time. I just feel this win is really for everybody.
I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.